box A, opening a binary file. So for binary files, we still use the ofstream and ifstream classes. Recall again that binary files are usually more memory efficient than text files, but text files have the advantage of being directly readable and editable. Now, to make a binary file, we pass an extra flag to the constructor or the open method of the stream object. Specifically, we pass the iospace binary flag. See box A for examples. Box B, writing to a binary file. Unlike text files, we do not write textual symbols to binary files. For example, with a text file, if you write the number 3.14, the number 3.14 will show up in the text file. Binary files don't work like that. Instead, with binary files, we write raw bytes of data. This makes some tasks nice because we can write large chunks of data with a single function call by simply dumping all the bytes of the data down the stream in one go. To write in binary, we use the write method, as the box shows. The first parameter is a pointer to the data. Note that we cast the data to a char pointer. Recall, a char is always a single byte, so essentially, we are casting all the data to a byte array. The second parameter is the number of bytes that you are writing. So look at the first write call. We want to save a four-element float array to the file. We cast the array to what essentially amounts to a byte array, and we then use the sizeof operator to get the number of bytes in the array we are saving. This should return 16 bytes, which will save the entire array. Now, you may think that converting a float array to an array of bytes doesn't make sense. What does the array mean in byte form? It doesn't matter. It's just bytes of memory we are saving, and in its char array form, it doesn't mean anything. But when we load those raw bytes back into a float array, it will again take on meaning. Specifically, it will be an array of four floats again. Box C, reading from a binary file. To read raw bytes from the binary file back into the program, we use the ifstream's read method. This method has two parameters. The first is a char pointer to the variable that is to receive the loaded data, and the second parameter is the number of bytes to read. When reading data back, it's important to use the same type as the saved data. For example, if you saved an array of four floats, it is important to load the bytes of memory that correspond to that array back into an array of four floats. You'd get garbage if you read the bytes which came from floats into an integer array, because the bits of floats and integers are interpreted in different ways. So you can see in box C that we read the data back in the same way that we originally wrote it to the file. Note that one of the nice things about binary files is that we can save and load an entire array or structure with one call. We don't have to loop through each element one by one. Box D, closing a binary file. To close a binary file, we use the close method. This is true for both ofstream and ifstream.